Hi, this is Christina Turod, and I'm here with Jack Gold, President and Principal Analyst at IT Strategy Consulting Firm, J. Gold Associates, LLC. Jack is going to talk about where CIOs should focus their endpoint security efforts and how BYOD and democratization of IT is changing security strategies. Hi, Jack. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Christina. It's great to be here.
What is the best plan of action for securing endpoint devices? Going after the application layer, the device itself, or is there a better starting point?
I think there's a more important starting point for most organizations, and that starting point really needs to be putting together a mobile strategy. Until you've got a strategy in place of what you're going to support, how you're going to support it, who you're going to support, which applications, which devices, which users, which business processes, it's really difficult to come up with a unified mobile security plan. Once you've put together a strategy, and once you understand the kinds of users you have to support, the kinds of applications you have to support, and the kinds of devices that people are looking at, then you can get down to the level of, okay, how do we secure specific applications? How do we secure specific devices? Because not all devices are created equal. How do we provide connectivity? How do we know which users should have access to the most sensitive data? What is our risk profile? That is to say, if you're in a regulated industry, you're in healthcare, or you're a pharma bank, as opposed to consumer packaged goods where you're delivering groceries to supermarkets, they're just a different risk profile. And you need to assess that as well to see what's going to be happening in your organizations. All of that said, start with a strategy, figure out what it is that you have to support, who you have to support, what kind of applications you have to support, and only then backfill and look at what you can do for your various users and various applications to make them secure.
CIOs and industry experts have said that the rewards of using mobile devices for employee productivity and improving customer engagement, for example, outweigh the risks that these devices pose to an organization. What's your take on that?
I think that can be true, and I think in many organizations it is true. I also think, by the way, that many organizations don't really measure that effectively, so they don't know. Measuring return on investment, measuring ROI is something that we find very few companies do or do adequately. Some of them guess at it, but they don't really measure it. We did a survey and found that only about 39% of companies actually made any attempt to determine an ROI at all, and it was even less for companies that actually measured it. Mobility in general is very important. Look, we're getting into a world now where mobility is not a lifestyle, it's a work style. And companies who don't support a mobile workforce are going to be at a competitive disadvantage. That said, if you are not deploying a strategic mobility solution, that is to say, knowing what it is that you're trying to accomplish, knowing how you're going to increase productivity or how you're going to increase customer support or how you're going to increase the amount of effort one employee can do as opposed to what you had to do before with two or three, then it doesn't really make sense to spend the money, because mobility isn't free, to spend the money on mobility. So the answer to your question is that mobility can have some very significant positive benefits to organizations in ROI, in better customer support, in increased sales, happier users in your organization or consumers, but only if you understand a path to getting there. What is it that you're trying to do? How are you going to accomplish it? And then you can put together a mobility environment, and as I said earlier, put together a mobile strategy that allows you to accomplish that.
Where should CIOs be focusing their time and effort in terms of tools that help manage mobile devices? Or is it really managing mobile devices? Or is it more managing applications and data?
Companies need to first and foremost put together a policy. What's the policy that I want to have for mobile users? Build a matrix of classes of users. So certain classes of users, executives get access to everything, and so need the highest level of security and the most effort to make their devices and applications secure. Lower level employees may only get email, and so there's a different level of need there. Focus not on mobile device management as we have in the past, which was primarily an asset management piece. Focus on the data on the device, the data at rest, what data is going to be available there and how you're going to protect it. Focus on the data that's being transported over the network, VPNs and encryption and the like, and focus on the applications, that who's creating the data or consuming the data on the devices and how they're doing it. But again, do this in a matrix fashion so that it's not a uniform deployment on all devices. That's number one. Number two is it's also got to be transparent. So what you're doing is trying to put tools and technologies in place, whether it's all the three-letter acronyms, MDM, MAM, MIM, MEM, whatever it happens to be, don't think about it from that perspective. Think about it from the perspective of, I've got to put a policy in place, I've got to manage a lot of users, I've got to manage a lot of devices. Only then, when I understand that, will I backfill with the transparent technologies that makes that happen for my end user and doesn't get them necessarily involved in the process, because frankly, if you're relying on the end user to do it, they'll find a way around it. Most end users don't want to be bothered. It has to be a transparent policy, policy-driven, and transparent technology, policy-driven, and technology that fits the use model for various users.
What about BYOD and the democratization of IT? Some call it consumerization of IT. Is it creating a new view on what should be managed and how security is achieved?
It's absolutely creating a new view. I like to refer to it as democratization rather than consumerization, simply because it's not just about consumer technology. Certainly that's part of it, but it's also about the influence within the organization. It's democratization of IT, and what it's doing is it's forcing companies and forcing IT within companies to look at end users as equals and sometimes more than equals. We found in our survey that about two-thirds of mobile solutions are being driven and paid for, not by IT, but by the line of business, by the users. And so democratization means those folks have a lot of say in what's going on in the organization. IT still has a major role, particularly in security, because they should be the guiding light to those users as to what's acceptable and what isn't, what the risk factors are. Most users will only think about applications and getting what they want. It's IT's job to work with them so that they understand what is and isn't possible and why. IT needs to look at the end user community and the line of business as a partner. This is a partnership. The line of business will decide what they need to get their jobs done. It's up to IT to be advisors and partners and say, look, we can do this, but here are the risks, here are the security problems, here are the support problems, here's the cost involved. If you go in this other direction, we can help, and the security will be less, the cost will be less. So BYOD and democratization should not be seen as IT simply throwing up their hands and saying, we can't do anything. It changes the role within your organization, but IT has a very important role to maintain.
Do you have a checklist, a security or best practices checklist, that would help CIOs with so much device diversity?
We put together a couple of white papers on mobile security. One is 7 Steps to Enterprise Class Mobile Security, which is available by request either by email or at our website at www.jgoldassociates.com. There's also some other data there. But there isn't one master checklist that is good for all organizations. Mobile is one of these technologies that is implemented differently within different organizations, and so companies need to look at that. But it is a good starting point, and we're happy to send it to your listeners.
Thank you so much, Jack, for joining me today.
It was great being here. Thanks for inviting me.
This has been Christina Chiraud, Editorial Director of CertCIO, with Jack Gold, President and Principal Analyst at IT Strategy Consulting Firm J. Gold Associates.